Back. Sorry about that. Mike's a lady just stopped by, and I had to go say hello. Everything over here is really cool. So we have been busy. As you know, we're here for the Revival Expo. I keep calling it the Play Expo, and I keep calling it the Play Expo Revival. Fortunately, they're at opposite ends of the year, one being in the fall, this one being in the spring, so not too bad. so we've been busy, man. We had to make some poster hangers and all manner of shit and get ready to travel to the expo tomorrow. So we'll be doing that and setting up our booth and helping to set up the expo. So I look forward to that. My audio, how's that? Is that better? I can't actually turn the audio up as such. I just have to jam the microphone further into my mouth. So who all is going to the expo that's in chat right now? The deaf car thief. Good God. Hey, Mike, we have a deaf car thief now.
You wouldn't think that would interfere with his work much. He'd just take the car.
Hey, so, Septic, what day are you arriving at the expo? Are you going to be around Friday or what? Oh, look, it's Mike. SoCal Mike has made it to chat. Oh, it's the deaf car thief, son of a bitch. I thought it was the deaf car thief. Well, actually, our game is custom tailored for a deaf car thief when you think about it. It has no audio for most of the game. Well, not most of the game. It has no audio for as long as you want. You never actually have to get the hearing aid, so you could play the game deaf, and it would be just fine. Oh, Indy, our hangovers are wonderful and fully developed. We we stayed up until, I don't know, dawn or so, just taste testing, you know, all the whiskey that Mike had here in the house, and we drank a substantial amount of it, too, and it was good. I brought over Mike's favorite old granddad, and then brought in some, what else did I bring? I brought some... Maker's Mark, so we enjoyed that as well. Yes, there's internet in the UK. And I hear in 2017 they're going to install some blue skies as well. Mike is showing off his new costume for the day. He's got a... you're going to have to see it to believe it. It's the most... dignified smoking jacket I've ever seen. In fact, I was just saying you could just hear his Rolls Royce pulling up outside to pick him up, to take him out. He's absolutely a gentleman. I too, what's funny is I was just telling Mike's girl, she asked me how my flight in was, and kind of interesting, there were two ladies in the section behind me. One was just straight from the south into London, and the other one was Irish, and they were just conversing and, you know, explaining the scenarios with which they thought the plane was going to come apart. There was light turbulence. I mean, I mean light turbulence. You know, your you know, glass of you know, wine didn't even jiggle on the seat, you know, much. You know, the you know, it was just moderate to light. It wasn't even what we have. You know, for pilots, we have different grades of turbulence, right? And before you get into true turbulence, you have what's called light chop. And this is just light chop. It was really nothing. And these two women were carrying on, and, you know, you would get a little shudder through the plane, and one of them, the south ender, would scream, "It's going to split in twain!" I was like, no, it's not. And it's funny, Catherine just asked me, you know, did you go back and explain it to them, you know? I was like, nah, I figured I'd just let it play out. Oh, my. The screen went dark. There we go. Hey, now, airplane is a great place to drink wine. It helps you deal with the service. The indie says here, only posh pricks like Sexual Lemon drink wine on a plane. You know, it's funny, in all the times I've flown commercial, you know, and I fly commercial fairly frequently, you know, only once have I actually been in an aircraft where, you know, real turbulence, nothing, you know, dangerous to the aircraft, but just enough to shake up the passengers, where, you know, the glasses would tip over on the table and, you know, the stewardesses went and strapped in and all that. It was kind of funny, you know, and people were definitely in a panic, and you know, it wasn't that bad, just a little light turbulence. This time over, I flew British Airways. Last trip, I used KLM, and KLM, that is the way to go, man. They are nice. British Air is pretty nice, too. It's about like any U.S. carrier. But KLM is definitely my favorite at this point. I've flown Lufthansa more times than I can count. They're pretty good, too. Indy Soul says here, every time I fly a plane to the States, the plane shakes like a midget with Parkinson's disease. Oh, yeah. Did you, Blick here says, anybody remember the turbulent story from Mallrats? That was absolutely a great story. Where the plane was about to crash, this guy figured, oh, I'm going to die, right? So he whips it out and starts spanking it and... You know, just as they're about to hit the ground, and he pauses, the guy says something like, well, did he, you know, finish? And I think it was Adrian Brody says, geez, man, there's some things you just don't talk about. Oh, look, his lordship is here.
Evening.
Evening.
There's a delay, I see. I've not arrived yet.
I'm just going to address him as his lordship.
I've still not arrived.
I'll say this about Mallrats. One of the nicest pair of breasts ever. When... Kevin Smith comes busting through the wall.
See, the Queen's joined us.
And the Queen, and she's pissed. You know why she's so pissed? Is because, what's his name?
Harry.
Dave. Dave is over in the U.S. hobnobbing with our chief loser.
Oh, I finally arrived on screen. I made monocles fall.
Well, that's because you were surprised.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Right, okay. I'm a posh prick. Yeah, that'll do.
He is. I mean, look at this posh bastard. Holy crap. Vip, we don't have work t-shirts. But I'll be happy to discuss the idea with you. Delmore says the actress Joey Lauren Adams was dating Kevin at the time. Nice. Jason Lee, yeah, that's it. Mallrats is a good movie. You know, at the time it felt like somewhat of a fall off from Clerks, and it was. You know, he had moved on to, you know, something a little more mainstream and all. Oh, yeah. Vip, I can absolutely make that happen. How many do you want? That makes sense, yeah. I can get you plenty of NASA t-shirts. In fact, I'll go grab one and display it to you, and you tell me if you like it, okay? Just a moment.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, you drunken fuckers.
Not today. Yesterday.
Jesus Christ almighty.
What? What on earth do you mean?
Jeez.
Did we happen to call you last night?
Hello?
Did we happen to call you last night?
Here, hold on a second.
What are you doing?
I'm muting everything else but this.
Okay.
I can't hear SoCal or anyone. Oh, deaf car thief. Did you guys call?
Good evening, Michael.
I don't know. How did you know we were drunken?
Huh?
Word gets around.
How did you know we were drunk?
You guys kept repeating. You kept repeating yourselves on the text. You kept saying the same stupid thing. You guys were like copying each other. And I know you were drunk, because, I mean, it was like 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning or something.
Yeah, it was. It will do in a sec, yeah.
Hey, no, people can't hear me now, can they, or can they?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want them not to?
Hey, check. Well, yeah, check your phone a minute. Check WhatsApp a minute.
All right. Just grab it. No, it didn't.
All right, Vip, have a look at that. It should be displaying close to now.
There it is. It's just on there now. You haven't sent anything, have you?
Say what?
You've not sent anything in WhatsApp.
Oh, I did. I sent you guys something.
Yeah, dude, I can get you all those you want. I think they're pretty cheap too. It's like $10 a piece, you know, like 8 pounds or 7 pounds. So, just let me know how many you want, and I can pick up a bunch for you. Your pipe's gonna hit the mic.
Yes, Michael.
I like the idea.
Well, thank you.
Why don't we?
Oh, that one. All right.
And we could send them to him today. I don't know if I have a current copy of it, though.
No, you don't. You do not have the latest copy, Mike. So let's just...
I don't have it?
Yeah. So we'll send it as soon as I get back. And you sold it like a NASA t-shirt. Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'll tell you what. I will put up... because I can buy a stack of these things. I will, for a prize, I'll put up a NASA t-shirt, okay? And then, of course, we'll send one to Vip there, no problem. You know, if I had known, I would have picked you up with you on the way over.
But you didn't know, so you didn't.
Exactly.
Who's the heavy breather? I'll give you 3 guesses.
It's not me.
It is. Near the mic.
I haven't taken a breath.
And you're the only one left. Switching off our mics.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I did set down the... we had to turn off our audio so that we could... prove the remaining audio was in fact SoCal's.
Say, I have a very sensitive mic. What can I say?
You are a very sensitive mic.
Yeah, Mike's fiddling with the mics on purpose right now.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes. Yeah, Mike's fiddling with the audio on purpose right now, but we should be back and stable now. Why, thank you.
What are they saying about the video? Keeps dropping in and out?
No, the sound was, but our sound should be stable now, right?
Yes.
You guys hear any nice stable sound from us?
You should be. I'll drop the video quality a bit and then see if that helps.
I love the one here from Diagamblick. SoCal looks positively normal compared to the yokels up top. We are yokels.
Well, yeah. So you guys aren't drinking today. You got all drinked out last night or what? Are you going to break out some scrumpy for the show or what?
No, we got heavily drunked out last night. So today we're just going to have like a Guinness or two during the show and keep it light.
Ooh, nice.
Just a nice, tall, cool Guinness in a can.
It's not just any old beer.
We're drinking a beer while we're doing this. Oh, hey, the screen went again.
I was looking for something. I can't remember what. So I'll play this instead.
You know, Hindi Soul asked a fine question. Do we have recording on this time? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Last year we lost the live news. What a damn shame, too.
Yeah.
So don't go sticking your fingers into the slot to see what the pins feel like. You don't want to jam it in with your thumbnails, and people would then start pressing harder trying to get action from it. Don't treat it like it's glass, but use it with, you know, a delicate touch. They have a little flap that just begs your attention of pulling it down to look at the pins, right? Keep it inside and pull it out and play it every now and then and enjoy it, because it won't be there forever.
It expires at a certain age. Hey, UK, did you have that audio transferred over yet that we got the other day?
Do I?
We have a great piece of audio that we're going to add to this month's show.
Maybe not on that one yet. Might be on here. What did I do with it?
James on James.
Yeah, no, it's on the other laptop. I'll transfer it now.
Oh, yeah, we got a great piece of audio.
Ah.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. In fact, UK Neil dropped by yesterday and had a few Guinnesses with us and was hanging out, and good to see him again. Finally, some Scott clips. Well, funny thing is there are plenty of clips of me. I just don't say as much silly shit as SoCal. SoCal is definitely the king of silly shit. I think our first really good sound clip on this show was SoCal's. The what about the joystick? You just stick the tip in the carpet and rub it back and forth for the big finish.
Man, I don't know what's up with my video. My video is just stuck on Justin TV here. I don't know what. Everything seems to be normal, but I'm just...
Oh, no, focus.
Is my video stuck?
You know, we don't have it streaming because of bandwidth, so I couldn't tell you. Focus has to go to work. That sucks. Hey, SoCal, you were missing a hell of a time over here, man.
I know.
We are...
I don't want to hear about it.
Well, that would defeat the point, wouldn't it? We're having a glorious time over here.
Yeah, I bet. You know, did you bring sunshine with you or no?
No, they're still developing it over here.
Are they?
Oh, we landed in some really nasty IFR. I mean, it was like, yeah, you know, hard IMC. We're talking, you know, you pop out of the cloud deck when the landing gear touches the ground kind of shit.
Right.
So, yeah, it was hard IFR. So, yeah, I got here. It was overcast and rainy. Mike's, dude, it was like clear just an hour ago. I'm like, sure it was. But I tell you what, I don't really mind the overcast and rain, because one, I'm not trying to fly while I'm here, and two, it's at least it's not balls hot. I fucking hate hot, you know, humidity, so I don't mind if it's nice and cool. It's actually rather good weather when you think about it.
Yeah. So the show starts tomorrow and goes through Sunday?
No, tomorrow's just a setup, and you know, we're going to help set up the show. And we're going to
just weekend then, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to help, you know, do show setup as well as set up our own booth and just hang out and chill and relax. And then Saturday is the big day. And of course, Saturday evening, for any of you who are going to the Revival Expo, we're going to be doing our pizza and beer party to launch the CG Adventures. We're going to have two TVs set up with two physical copies of the game, the actual cartridge in the slot, running and playing. We know our friends from British IBM are going to be coming, and it's going to be sweet. So we're looking forward to it.
You guys going to get some video at the party?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get some video of... that'll be the cool part, is getting video of our listeners playing the game. So
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. So, yeah, all of our friends that are going to be at Revival can come by and play the game, and we'll do a sort of a, you know, a compilation promo video of it. So,
Drunken CGE adventures, I'm sure, will ensue.
A Septic asks, can we get booze there? Yeah, dude, yeah, we're going to provide beer. You know, you can bring your own, too. You know, we definitely encourage people to bring their own of their favorites and share. You know, if you want to bring a six-pack of your favorite beer and throw it in the ice bin and share it with everybody, that would be awesome. And, you know, we're going to make sure we provide a certain baseline of beer, so we'll all be hooked up. Yeah, everybody's welcome to, you know, pour some beer, have some pizza, and play the game. Yeah, and one of the things that we had wanted to do really bad was hand out the games at Revival. Mike, have you sent that email yet?
I have not.
Okay, please, the email that we composed in our forum, just letting everybody know the delivery is on schedule, other than it not. Basically, the stuff's probably sitting at my house today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, send that email to everybody who bought the game.
All right.
And it's the latest version of it posted in the thread.
All right.
So yeah, the gist of it is, we have the first batch of carts, the ROMs and all is inbound to me, and the bottom line is it just is going to hit my house after I left. So what we had really wanted to do was hand out everybody's games at Revival Expo. Who was coming to the expo, but it just didn't work out time-wise. The good news is the games are physically on the way, so, you know, they're not going to be late. They're going to ship by the 19th, you know, the first batch, which is substantially. I mean, it's the better part of the orders. And then as soon as the second batch arrives at my house, we'll be shipping it as well. I did bring over, though, all of, except for the cartridge, I did bring over all of the games. I brought all of the PAL ones for ongoing sales that we'll have at stock at expos, as well as the ones for delivery to all of our UK buyers and EU buyers, basically all of our PAL customers. So in the UK, Mike's living room in there is, in fact, the big boxes of games. It's got the manual inside. It's got the CD for those that ordered the first 69 copies. And it's got, what else is in there? The dice badge, everything except for the cartridge. So as soon as I get home, I'll get the PL cartridges shipped off to UK. He'll stuff them into boxes and get them mailed off to all of our UK buyers. So now, for those of you who in the UK that bought one, your delivery, you know, as soon as it goes from my house to Mike's and he turns it around to you. So I would expect them, you know, very soon. At Revival Expo, if you're coming, you'll certainly be able to play the finished version, see the packaging, see the manual. And so you'll have a very good, you'll see exactly what you're going to get. Hey, you know, that's not a problem, Conrick. My message thing is full right now because I've been traveling. I hadn't had a chance to check my messages, so they're completely full on the forum. If you put a post in the forum reminding me to stick in a stripper business card in the CG game, yes, I can do that. Oh, nice. Burger Time says he has a second 2600 coming, and CG Adventures will be the first game played on it. That's cool. Oh, in SoCal, I need to send you the stuff, the updated cover art and all that. You would be amazed at how much nicer this stuff looks than what I sent you, the prototype. I mean, the prototype, it was cool, you know. I mean, and it was cool, but it looks so much better, man. So much better. It's got, you know, the 100-pound glossy paper for the cover art. The manual is absolutely beautiful. The whole thing just looks way better than the prototype. So, you know, cool. I'll send you all the updated stuff. I'm going to keep mine configured as the prototype just because that's what it is. And then I'll I'll probably put together like a second box to sit on the shelf next to it to have both the prototype and the factory, you know, production version. And I can do that for you know, you and Mike as well, too, of course.
Cool. Cool, cool. When are you flying back?
I come back Monday. Monday.
Cool. Well, I'm going to run up and grab a couple of things, grab a quick lunch, and grab something to drink, and I'll be back down here just in a little bit.
All righty. And also, for any of you who are coming to Revival Expo, I have that are due prizes from SoCal. That's several of you. I've got a box of prizes that SoCal mailed to me that I will have on hand at the booth. So I'll get the list here in a minute and read it. So any of you guys who need it, I will ship it off to you. Oh, nice. Burger Time, a friend of his brother's found her 2600 in the attic, still in the box. So he's getting one of those. That's a good find. The boxed ones of those are getting more and more expensive. You know, it's kind of funny to see it selling for well more than its original price, despite the fact they sold millions of them. I mean, literally millions. And here, one in a box, you know, fairly expensive. That's nice. And Dig Amblick there has a 2600 Junior. Yeah, I got a couple of those back when they relaunched the 2600, the Fun Is Back campaign. I picked up quite a few of those juniors, and I think I still have like two or three of them. They're good. I like them. I mean, they work. It's the exact same circuit board. All they did is they took leftover circuit boards and put it in a smaller case. So, yeah, you guys listening, what's if you have a 2600, what version do you have? Do you have the Heavy Sixer, the Wood Grain 4? Do you have the Junior? I saw one today that I haven't seen before. It's one that UK Mike has here. It's an Atari 7800 that has a built-in Asteroids ROM, and it's pretty cool. VIP has the 7800. And Indy Soul has the 4-Switch Woody. Septic Lemon has a Sixer. Nice. Yeah, I can't. At home, I've got a Heavy Sixer in a box. I've got a Sixer upstairs at my bar. And then I've got a 4 that's down in the studio. That's one that's been used to playtest the 2600 game. Conrick has the Darth Vader black one. VIP there, 7800 with built-in Asteroids. Yep. Conrick has a few others, and Conrick has a 7800 as well. Yeah, the 7800 is such a sweet console. I really like the games for it. You know, I think that it could have developed into, you know, first gen NES release games easily. And Shinto314, I believe a new person to our chat, has a 4-grain, 4-switch Wood Grain from 82 and just acquired a Light Sixer. Yeah, I like the Light Sixer as well. The Heavy Sixer and the Light Sixer are, the difference is the shielding, right? One of them has a very lightweight shielding and one of them has a very heavy shielding. Hence the name Heavy Sixer. Yeah, you know, that's interesting, too. The Dia Gamble here makes a great point. And I had sort of a similar experience. It says here, you know, my dad almost got us a 7800 instead of an NES when we were kids. And, you know, that was every reason to do that if you weren't really informed and didn't know, you know, how many games the NES had in the library, especially early on, right? Because the Atari 7800 was positioned as a competitor, but it just didn't have the games, you know, because Atari was... had, you know, jumped out of the console market and then back in, lost a tremendous amount of experience in people. Yeah, I got a ColecoVision instead of a 2600 as my first console. And, you know, I've told this story on the show before where it was kind of like, yeah, what's this? It's not an Atari. And, you know, at the time, I didn't really appreciate just how much better it was than the Atari, for sure, you know. I, you know, it's interesting, you know, everybody at the time, you know, the Atari was the dominant console, definitely wanted an Atari, but, you know, it's really good, you know, that some people out there did get the alternate console, that people did get Intellivisions, that people did get ColecoVisions, because now those are out there for those of us that missed out on those, so we can go buy one. Let's see, Burger Time posted a picture of his, let's have a look here, in Photo Bucket. Yep, there she is. The oh, that's the one with the silver box. Yeah, that's a later one. The early one, of course, had the, you know, the wood grain style box, the black and wood box that, you know, had all the pictures on the front and all. And this is the more modernized one. It has the Pac-Man inside, and yeah, that's a good one to have. That silver one. That's the style that they went to when they were trying to modernize their image from the '70s to the '80s. And they went with, you know, sort of a silvery box and a more aggressive looking, crisper logo. So yeah, that's cool. Now the that style of box, they also went to that for the game as well, for the cartridges. And it was the 2600 Junior, the relaunch of that, they used that same silver style, was, you know, still up to date at that time. Okay, let's see what other one. Oh yeah, that's not the one that came in that box. That's a wood grain 4. But, you know, you got an original box, you know, you can always get a matching console to go with it. Then you have two 2600s.
Hello again.
Hello, your lordship.
You've been holding the fort.
Yeah, we were just chatting about the variants of the 2600 and what variants our listeners had, and kind of interesting. Pretty much the whole spectrum, everything from heavy sixer to light sixer to four switch to junior. So yeah, they kind of have the whole spectrum between them. What's that?
Trying to get to this file I've just transferred.
You know, UK, I was just looking at that photo of the Queen there. How disturbing would it be if they had swapped the hands around so the thumbs and pinkies were on the wrong sides?
Have they not?
No, they have not. Two 2600s and three Intellivisions in their collection. Oh, you know, we should mention a news item. Son of a bitch. Where is he? He had to do something. I think he had work going on. Anyway, Nermix is working on his launching his own podcast. It's going to be centered around the Intellivision. And I tell you what, there's going to be some exciting developments with that podcast. You know, Indy is off and rocking with his, you know, and that's doing extremely well. And I think that you know, Nermix is going to be a great addition to the podcast community as well. It's going to be neat because there are plenty of, you know, podcasts out there just for Atari and all that, but you know, Intellivision does not have its own dedicated podcast. And maybe a very exciting development if it comes to fruition, which I'd say there's a fair chance it will. I mean, his podcast is going ahead, but if this aspect of the podcast comes to fruition, that's going to be kick-ass. It's going to be, you guys are going to love love it if it works out as planned. I can't say any more about it because it's still in talks, but I think it's going to be really, really cool. Really cool.
Really cool. Really cool.
Oh yeah, and Burger Time. He mentioned that you were working with him on. I think the last time we had talked was right before about the same time. He told me that you were expressing interest in it and all that. So absolutely, full credit here. Burger Time confirmed as co-host now, which is really cool stuff. But the Hush Hush stuff. That's going to be, very, very cool. Really cool. Really cool.
Well, this is not going at all well.
We got some new listeners in here, UK. Let's see. Listeners that I don't remember seeing before. We have Drift BP is new. Welcome to the show. And we're going to fire up. We're just doing our pre-show now. We bullshit for an hour. And then we'll fire up in about 10 minutes. And then Shinto 314, I believe, is new here. So it's always good to see some new listeners here. And the show hasn't even started yet. Yes, Drift, you did get the time right, 7 p.m. UK. Right now it's 6:51, so you're early. We do an hour pre-show before the main show, and we started to offer that as a separate download, just the 1 hour pre-show. Last time, who did the show last time? The pre-show. It was both of us.
Yeah.
And here we are again. And time before that was SoCal. Getting boring now. And then I think the first one, I did the 8-track show. So we're going to. Sort of, trade back and forth between the three of us. And, of course, whenever we're in the same spot, we'll always do a pre-show together. The main news starts, at 7. Oh, Def Car Thief here says, welcome to the hardcore flashback where we talk about 70s Bush. we were just talking about that, good thing all that madness went away. actually, there's a show kind of similar to that I recommend to you guys. It's hosted by Dave Attell, and it's called Dave's Old Porn. And he basically sits around and watches... old porn, and it's on Cinemax, I think, or HBO, one of the two. But he sits around and watches clips from old porn and talks about it. Like, oh, I remember the first time I saw this. I copied the VHS in the media room at school, and I kept having to, put my jacket over the TV so the teachers wouldn't see it and all. And then, he usually has some of the original stars from that particular movie on. So one time he had Vanessa Del Rio. And, of course, they're all in their 60s or so now. But, they come in and, talk about their years in the industry and all. It's good. It's really good.
Right, I'm going to turn this off and on again.
Drift VP, best to get my headphones before the missus gets pissed off. Somebody said something after that. Oh, that's right. Shinto was in. I'm sorry. That name does stand out, though, so it reminded us of that. That got our attention. Let's see here. Drift BP, he's going to get his headphones. And then Burger Time says the wife loves listening to the show. I can have it up as loud as I want. Mm. And Vip says his wife beats him if he listens to the live news. Does she really? Does she actually physically beat you? That's awesome.
She will have done last night when he went to bed about 3 o'clock.
Yeah. check out Safe Work Porn too. I think I've seen that. That sounds familiar. Let's see here. Burger Time has a fantastic piece of promotional material. From what? Let's find out. He posted a picture. Load, damn you, load. Oh, yeah, yeah, the Final Fantasy. Check that out, UK. And congratulations to Burger Time for his third anniversary.
Something weird going on.
There's always something weird going on this show. Vip's coming to the show. He says, I'll have a black eye from the lounge door. We believe him, don't we?
Of course we do.
Hey, Scott. It's Mike. Hey, you fucker. I'm driving from the swap meet to the arcade auction here, and there's a pickup truck in front of me. And I got this on film. I just filmed this because it's just ironic as all hell. On his bumper is a sticky, like, Space Invaders bumper sticker. Can you fucking believe that? Is this moron think that Space Invaders is worthy of putting on the bumper of your pickup truck? Give me a break, dude. Fucking Space Invaders, dude. Give me a call, man. It's funny, though. I got it on tape because you'd never believe it. I've never seen the Space Invaders, but a Space Invader dude is haunting me ever since that podcast. Son of a bitch.
And we'll be playing that frequently during the show this month. All throughout the live news, I suspect, Mike.
Probably.
Is a little shaver on with us on Skype, or is he... He said he went upstairs to get lunch or something. Yeah, he's...
Hey there, Michael.
He's upstairs having lunch still.
Lunch? We've got a clip about that.
What don't we have a clip for? Just keep that handy, though.
Big dog, do you want lunch?
I love that one.
Hi, honey. Do you want her to come over?
Nah. Sexual Lemon has a sixer. That's some time ago. The window scrolled up.
That's some time ago, yes. He was telling us all about his sixer.
How many newses have we got?
I haven't even looked.
82. Sure.
That's a lot of newses.
It is, considering we're early, a week early.
You know what? Well, remember we saved some from last time.
Oh, yes, we did.
You know what we should do, UK, is...
What should we do?
We should play a sound clip of the 911 call. I don't know who that motherfucker is. Should we send an ambulance, please? Fire? She need all that.
Send what you got. Too many fucking computers.
Ah, Kynrick, who is, remember, if you are in Ohio and have nothing to do, which is all of you, go to the NES Fest June 29th in Ohio at... http://nesfest.info. Ohio.
So there's nothing to do.
It's the only thing to do that day.
Well, Mike, it's time to start the news. Do we have an intro, or should we just bullshit one together?
I think we should normally.
I'm talking with Charles
together.
Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this.
It's songified too.
Afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away. Dad gave away.
Now, Kondrick makes the point. This would not have aroused any suspicion in Ohio because people don't leave the house for 10 years because there's nothing to do in Ohio.
He may have a point. Where was this, anyway? Where did it happen?
You know, I knew the yesterday, but I don't remember today.
Yeah, I knew last week. And
it's like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or something like that.
Somebody in chat will tell us. Where was it?
Oh, you know, it's funny. If you do a little Googling or YouTube searching, CNN, yeah, Cleveland, I guess.
Cleveland.
CNN was doing a story, and they were all out in Arizona covering this other girl's trial. And so they're trying to do one of those live, you know, reporter-to-reporter satellite things, you know, with one reporter on location, the other reporter in a different location where they banter back and forth. And I don't remember who the two women were, but they had them in a parking lot about three spaces apart. So, like, you see a bus go by in the background for one of them, and a second later, the bus goes by the other one. And at one point, one of them is sticking the finger in the ear, like, you know, hold on, this bitch is, like, 6 foot away from me talking. I can't hear you. It's great.